Next time on Paint It Black, we'll have Lou doing the intros again. Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne.
I do think this is a first, like two episodes in a row without me, you, or Lou, like one of us three.
He went to Germany, man. Well, you can't stop that.
He didn't tell us he was going to Germany.
What is he, starring in some snuff films?
No, he actually had a free vacation to Germany.
The pajama pants crew?
$20 says he toured Auschwitz.
That's in Poland.
And took selfies?
Whatever. He's in Europe. That dude is so obsessed with the Holocaust.
You think he went to the gift shop?
Oh, absolutely. He's coming back with Hitler
Auschwitz
merch.
I would love an Auschwitz coloring book.
What about some Jew teeth?
Jew teeth?
He's got a Jew teeth.
Want a little sack of Jew gold?
I want like a half a bag full of shoes.
Yeah. Just mismatched shapes and sizes.
Use wallets.
Just
well, I mean, do you think they really have a goddamn gift shop? There's no way. Who the fuck would want to buy anything from
that? Yeah, you get a little like fucking shower figurine.
Oh, at the best, you're giving money to Auschwitz. Like, there's no way.
They got train cars.
It's a big town. There are other things.
Like,
I heard the ice cream shop there is just fantastic.
They got a great hoagie stand.
You should go to the pretzel shop in Auschwitz.
I heard you could get just a world class pierogi in Auschwitz.
The best Bavarian beer is located in Auschwitz.
I heard that.
Actually, is that the town, or is that just the name of the...
It was named after the town.
Well, that's rough for Auschwitz.
Yeah, that's
bad. You ain't gonna live that down.
There's like a lake in Auschwitz that they poured all the ashes of the Jews that they cremated.
Oh, that place is haunted.
Yeah, of course it's haunted. It's like still gray. Nothing's growing there.
That is a rough...
Yeah,
like,
there's like
there
300,000 lives in that fucking...
Anyway,
there's no good publicity that's going to get rid of that stank.
No.
We've been going for a bit now. Let's do some intros. My name's Pete, that's Brian.
Yo.
And back to help us fill the void of Lou. You heard him already, Pope Ken's here.
Yeah, God bless you.
And bless surprisingly you quiet so far. I hope the whole Auschwitz thing didn't bother.
Yeah, no, it didn't bother me.
He was horrified with racism.
I couldn't come in. It was just... I don't know.
It's like, oi. Anyway, Justin's here.
Thank you.
He's got the eye of the Jew going.
Eye of the Jew here.
Oh, shit. I was pointing right at me. I didn't mean any of it.
The only thing I got to comment on, 300,000, Ken? It was like 6 million.
Not at Auschwitz.
Well, it was probably close. It was probably a couple million in Auschwitz.
You think so?
That was the biggest one. They probably had over 300,000, definitely. That's a bad kill facility if it's only doing 3,000.
This is a surprising amount of Nazi talk without Lou actually being in the room.
Well, he inspired it all.
Normally, he'd be off on a tangent about a porno based on it by now.
Somewhere Lou's ears are perking up in Germany.
Oh, you don't think they shot a fucking snuff film in Auschwitz? You're crazy.
I'm not talking about that.
That is such bad taste. There's no way.
Lou never told you his porno idea, The Diary of Anne Spank?
I'd watch it.
It probably already exists.
I didn't say I'd spank to it.
What is it on the Rule 63? If there is a thing, there's
who
porn of it.
To see that? It's a lot of quiet fucking. And then eventually she's like, oh, she comes, and then they get caught.
Yeah.
And they're not the SS busting.
Oh, what is that? No.
You hear some shepherds barking.
Wait, was that Mussolini busting? Was Super Mario coming to take out?
What is that the noise?
It's a me, a Mario.
Dramatic version. It's a me, a Mario.
Mario.
Now you must die. Where's my plunger?
Take me to the secret room. Anyway, you want to do news?
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
All right, I'm going to do the news, which I'm not used to, but I'm the most literate here, aside from maybe Ken. That includes you, Justin.
That's fucked up.
This is blunt number two. I'm not that literate.
I just spent a long time downstairs hearing about how smart Justin is from his own mouth.
So. Oh, that's not what I said.
I'm so smart. I'm an intellectual.
All right, Justin, calm down.
All I said is Steve is dumber than me.
True, but...
Hear that, listeners? Steve is dumber.
There you go.
Steve Morenes, he's mean.
No, he's talking about Steve Jobs.
Oh, he's dead, so...
Yo, he just died of pancreatic cancer. Like,
I didn't see you.
Couldn't have been
no,
too smart.
You didn't invent no iPod, Justin. Fuck you.
You should have invented the cure for pancreatic cancer is what you should have been doing.
He was working on it on his iPad.
Where's the app for it? Where's the app?
It went iPod, iPhone, iPad, cure for pancreatic cancer. He was working on it. He was working
on it.
She
definitely should have put a bit of a leap in a
different direction.
How are you going to cure cancer without the iPhone?
Good point.
Medicine. Yeah.
And then what was he going to work on to cure the cancer?
No, how are you going to keep track of all your medications?
Yeah, you need a tablet.
The really only like bummer that pancreatic cancer took for me was, what's his face? Patrick Swayze.
Oh, that was pancreatic.
Oh, actually, it was Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks.
I mean, because Patrick Swayze was just coming out with Bill hit Hicks. After hit at the end.
Well, the 80s were good. The 90s were all right. The odds were a bit rough for Pat.
In the 80s, he was the man.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, at that point, who cares?
Like,
look, Donnie Darko, he was the perv.
Yeah, true. Like the outsiders.
That was 2003.
I thought that might have been the 90s.
Roadhouse.
As a whole, his library is pretty sweet, though.
Yeah, somebody tells me Donnie Darko was in 2003.
Dirty Dancing, another good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. Ghost.
His library is good.
His library is untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
So is his music career.
not so much.
Anyway, let's get into a story
his
here.
His library is actually so good, he got his crappy brother a job.
That's right.
Like Bill Swayze.
No, it's something like that. He was on True Blood.
Ron Swayze. It's not even Swayze. He's like
Philip Swayze.
He played like a werewolf on True Blood. Is that guy who kind of looked like Patrick Swayze, but ugly?
On his deathbed, Patrick Swayze was like, drop the E. You're Ron Swayze.
Ron
Swayze. Ron Swayze.
I think I saw a porn with a Ron Swayze one.
Yeah.
All right, this is a story by demand. It's a little older. It's like a year old, but you guys asked to hear it. A man in Arizona is a hero for thwarting a robbery due to his love of Pulp Fiction. Basically, the robbers, who sound surprisingly like the guys from the movie, a male and female, age 35-ish, came in demanding money. When they were collecting wallets, he had a wallet that said, bad motherfucker on it. And they instantly got a bad taste in their mouths, I guess, because the diner patron said the robbers asked Mr. Horner what was in his hand. He told them it was his wallet, that it said bad motherfucker on it. She didn't actually see the movie, so she didn't know what he was talking about, but he was doing his best black voice.
He caught me in time of transition.
You want the quote?
Yeah, sure. Fuck yeah, I do. All
right. This is the hero speaking. After I said the comment about my wallet, the robbers started freaking out. So then in my best tough black guy voice, I said to them, normally both your asses would be dead as fucking fried chicken, but you happen to pull this shit while I'm in a transitional period, so I don't want to kill you, I want to help you. Essentially, the robbers took off.
Well, I mean,
if this story is to be believed, this guy's a really nerdy-looking white guy.
Like, if I'm robbing a place, and I'm fucking tweaking on meth, and this guy starts reciting, like, really tough fucking lines at me, I'm probably gonna shoot him.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance.
I'm like, listen, man, I'm fucking really riding this fucking shit right now.
You can get away with it if you are Samuel. Like, you know, if you have that, like, that Jericho fro.
This guy doesn't look like Samuel.
But wait,
he looks the exact opposite.
Picture skinny little white guy with glasses.
Picture
is this armed robbery?
Not even.
Armed robbery or just regular robbery?
Apparently armed.
How do you pull off regular robbery? What, they walk in there just demanding
stuff? No, handgun. handguns. Like, give me the cash!
In a brown paper bag? Just like pointing at you.
But I see why he's asking, because even Samuel L. had to like hold a gun to the dude's head while he was reciting this speech.
Yeah. It wasn't just like a good speech.
But yeah, what the fuck would they be doing if it wasn't armed? Corkscrews?
I'm telling you, man.
Butter knives?
He caught a
I mean, maybe they had like water pistols.
A baguette?
Like, dude, for real, if a guy came over to me with no gun, he's like, give me a knife. I was like,
I guess that's still armed.
I need a water here and some more toast, all right?
I'm robbing this fucking place with bad intentions. All I got is bad thoughts.
Well, apparently bad fucking thoughts deterred him, so I'm just saying.
I'll stand up, give me your wallet.
I'd be like, all right, yeah, give me that fucking wallet, you little bad motherfucker.
Oh, shit, you called the wolf?
Yeah.
The wolf? The wolf? So the end result was that they just left?
They left. And here's his quote. Where is it? Oh, this is from somebody who worked at the restaurant. Said, it seemed like Mr. Horner's brain had temporarily snapped. I told him that I think the cops are on the way, and he said, I don't want to hear about no motherfucking ifs. All I want to hear from me and her ass is you ain't got no problem. Paul, I'm on the motherfucker. Go back in there. chill the niggas out. Wait for the cavalry, which should be coming directly. Then he started asking me about questions about our food menu and asked if I knew what they call the quarter pounder with cheese in France.
Well, yeah.
There's no way this is real.
There's no way that's real, right?
No, no, no. That had to be real, man.
There's no chance.
He just knew the movie. That's all. He literally quoted for the movie. And
they had a big
good
conversation about his foot rubs cheating.
It's like, you know,
shit, I'm the fucking foot master.
I'm like, you're going to take your hands on the holies of holies.
Then they danced the bat toosie and had to plunge a syringe full of adrenaline.
She snorted heroin and thinking it was coke, bro.
One of them got ass fucked by a gimp.
One ain't no country I ever heard of. Speak English and what?
My favorite line from that movie, he's like, what now? Oh, I'm going to tell you what
now.
What's the one on the poster?
Wait, but what about us?
Oh, it's like, say what again? I dare you,
motherfucker. Say what one more time.
The awesome Comic-Con
poster. I mean, wow. Dead nigger storage. It's ridiculous, too. But I mean,
the whole movie is badass. Samuel L. Jackson.
By the way, if you have, if you don't know what we're talking about Pulp Fiction. If you haven't seen it, fucking, you're crazy.
You're stupid.
Yeah.
Actually, if you haven't seen it, pull your head out of your ass.
The movie's 20 years old now.
You can watch it.
94.
94. You crazy. Can... Mm-hmm. You can find it anywhere.
All right. Before we just literally go into a Pulp Fiction podcast.
That's a good point.
One more quick tidbit about Pulp Fiction. Do you know the fucking... Just one more quick tidbit. Do you know the line that...
Paint pulpit black comic.
The line that he recites in the fucking coffee shop isn't actually a Bible verse?
Oh, really?
The Great Vengeance.
Azizis, whatever.
That's not a real Bible verse.
Where'd he get it, then?
He made it up.
Well,
Samuel made it up.
No. Quentin Tarantino. Brilliant.
All right, what's next, man?
All right, we did a story last week about Breaking Bad toys. Mm-hmm. You remember it?
Yeah, some soccer mom got pissed off that there was a middle-aged white guy who was bald with a gun.
Oh, and Toys R Us.
Yeah.
So she was basically complaining that adult toys were at
Toys R Us. What was she complaining about? G.I. Joes?
That's pretty much where this story comes
in. Wait a minute, they're not middle-aged white guys with guns?
Well, Barbie, her hooker herself. Like,
well, here's the story. Aaron Paul chimed in. He played Jesse Pinkman.
Oh, he's a douche.
He's a man.
But here's his response to that whole thing. She goes, what about the violent video games, Toys R Us? Do you sell those?
Oh, come on.
He said...
Why do you gotta throw video games under the bus? That's like throwing pussy under the bus.
No, but well, that's the next thing. Toys R Us pulled all the Breaking Bad figures from their shelves and still sells Barbie? I wonder what is more damaging.
Oh, come on. Now you're going to throw pussy under the bus? Now you're going to go and throw video games under the bus.
I mean, he's just making a metaphor.
Bad move.
And then he said, Florida mom really messed it up for everybody.
You're trying to mess it up for
everybody. First of all, your state is shaped like a dick. What are you even like complaining about Toys R Us for?
I like Brian Cranston's tweet, which was, I'm so mad I'm burning all my Florida mom action figures in my desk.
It's like she's passed out of the couch drunk. Florida mom action figure.
Overly tan.
Comes with ugly couch. Like,
with cigarette burning.
Comes with cigarette burning couch.
Question, what were these toys? Did they have like a cooking kit? Like,
no,
what
was it came with a gun.
Okay.
And a bag of blue meth.
I mean, that's
right. If you're a little kid
that's
and you
exactly
see a,
what you should be selling, like Toys R Us.
I mean, that's a little fucking weird.
You see, you're a little kid and you don't know shit. You see a bag of meth. You're like, oh, he has a bag of treasure.
I mean, in all fairness, shitty parenting. Don't buy the fucking thing.
Don't take him down that aisle. That's sure, one aisle in the entire Toys R Us.
How about don't sell that stupid shit at Toys R Us?
I mean,
it's a kid store. Yeah. It's not a store for adults. They don't sell like
that's false because kids don't buy shit.
That's true.
Whatever, blue meth should not be sold. That fucking
it's not
Toys
blue meth. It's plastic right. Blue rocks.
Listen,
whatever.
First of
it's,
all,
I would have had a bag of diamonds if I was.
Guns are one thing, but once
I'm
we're not, fucking
yeah,
advertising
I'm not
meth,
to, like, fucking bitch and complain and be all sensitive about stuff. But do we really need Breaking Bad toys?
Yeah.
Toys R Us.
Just be a little more intelligent about it.
Is that really necessary? That's a bad
well,
thing
as,
by Toys R Us.
As we discussed last week when we first covered the first half of the story, we're adults. We have Amazon.
Yeah, there's the internet. There's comic book stores. There's like fucking. There's other places.
Why leave your house?
I mean,
I would stand up and applaud if Jeffrey came out and just told that woman to go fuck herself
in a Heisenberg hat.
If Jeffrey came and kicked her in the head,
she was like, "I'll sell what I want to sell to the kids."
I mean, I'm the one. I'll make a comparison. Ray Rice cut. Adrian Peterson cut. Like you. as a business, Toys R Us should realize we probably shouldn't be selling this because this could backfire on us.
It's one aisle in a store of many aisles.
But some stupid Florida moms.
You have a section. You have a boy section. You have a toddler section. You have a truck section. You have a
toy section. Then you have a meth section.
Back in my day, they sold realistic toy guns.
Dude, if Toys R Us wants to stop violent crimes.
And cops weren't shooting people for
it. My point is, Toys R Us will adapt.
If Toys R Us wants to stop violent crimes, they make more than six Elmo dolls, all right, at Christmas. All right? Yeah, people straight up get trampled to death over, like, the Tickle Me Elmo.
They'll stop having people line up at Walmart the Thursday, like, the 2 days before Thanksgiving for Black Friday.
It's not about stopping violent crimes. It's about, that's like an inappropriate thing for a fucking little kid to be
playing.
Well,
no kid's going to look at that and go, I want that. I want the bald white guy.
You maybe saw the show, or
why not?
Well, then who's maybe doing the bad parenting?
Maybe saw Driven. Remember that stupid movie was Aaron Paul.
I was talking.
Well, then that's bad parenting too, because people die in that movie.
Wait, I just want to talk to you. I actually had a theory about parenting, like because we were talking about like what you should expose your kids to, and every time you repress a kid, the kid wants to do the shit you're trying to do. If I have a daughter, I'm gonna take her when she's like 12 to a strip club, and straight up be like, hey, baby, this is where teens go to die. I'm going to get a lamp dance. Save my seat. Okay? And she'd have an awful time and then never want to do any of that.
And how do you know she's not going to have a great time?
I'll tell you what. I'm not going to give her any singles.
I'm going to let you do this and fully support it. And I'm going to take notes on which way this shit goes. And we'll publish a paper.
We'll take fucking prop bets on how quick CPS is at his house taking that daughter away. Taking her to the strip club. What strip club's going to let you take a 12-year-old there?
What are you talking about? Retarded.
In the future, it will happen.
No, seriously. I would love for the girls to take her backstage.
And I'm going to be like, baby, this is where fucking dreams go. This is where dreams die. And she's going to go into school and probably have to talk to a guidance counselor about that. Well, and you're going to be like,
look, what college can I get into that can prevent me from tripping? And then she'd be right on the right track.
Why don't you also beat her and be like, you should never let a man do this to you?
No. I don't want to beat her. I would never touch
Justin, her. Justin, devil's advocate Herman.
Straw man.
Are you going to rape her?
This is why.
How bad was that?
Where are we going with this?
This is why you guys have no foresight. Listen, baby, I'm training my daughter and getting a lap dance, and my wife, obviously.
I love you and all, but I want to kill you to make sure nobody else kills you.
No, it's a great lesson to learn.
I agree, kill her.
Dude, just like if I had a son, I'll take him to the old, like,
you're like Craster. You're like Craster from the Game of Thrones. You're going to give him to the white guys.
Dude, no. I'll take my son.
So you're going to throw your son into a scared straight program
away. No. I don't care if my son's gay.
You're talking a version that's not... No, that's praying the gay away. Scared straight, where they throw them into the jails.
I don't care my son's gay.
It's not a gay thing. That's where they throw them into the jails.
He said, like MTV.
Yell at them.
Yeah, scared straight is not fucking about being gay or straight.
No, what I'm saying, I would take my son.
Halloween. Let's get all the gays in the room.
No. I said if I had a son, I would take my son.
I love
son.
That you were so adamant about maintaining. I don't care if he's gay.
Pete, I don't care if I have a gay son.
In all fairness, I thought that's the direction you were going before you said scared straight.
I said those words, and we all were like, oh, prison. Okay. Yeah.
Bro, I would take my son to, like, not jail and try to scare him straight. I would take him to, like, a dude working at 7-Eleven, make him sit there for 8 hours, his whole shift. I'd be like, this is what you're going to look forward to if you don't
people do that. Like... You ever go to a Chinese restaurant? They always have their kid running around.
If they're Asian.
Well, I guess maybe that's why Asians
there's no white or
actually,
black people.
Actually, I was at the liquor store on the block, and the Asian had his little two Asian kids like grabbing all the alcohol behind the counter.
Kids like helpful.
Yo, motherfucker, I see how you live your life not doing any of those things. You're going to go to the strip club, and you're not going to bring your daughter. And you're going to send your son to 7-Eleven, but it's not going to be the watching guy work.
Why are
you there? It's going to be for like 2 bottles.
Pick
daddy
up a 12-pack.
Pick daddy up a 12-pack. And a fucking bag of Doritos.
No, I'm actually done with soda. Just give me a 12-pack and some Funyuns. All right, what's the next story?
Yeah, take my ID, tell him it's for me.
Speaking
if there's a problem, call him up.
Speaking of adult material, we got a story out of Japan where a 70-year-old man was arrested for attempting to dump 400 pounds of Japanese pornography.
Now, what medium is that in?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That is 17 sacks of VHSs.
Wow. That's about roughly like 10 gigs of porn. Like,
he's like,
I don't know, VHS.
Put that on a
flash
drive. Yeah, like, dude, that's like an ounce.
Don't even worry. I put it on a hard drive.
First of all, who the fuck weighs porn? It's like, oh, he got a lot of porn. Let's put it on a weight.
Wait, it's like, does it become like a bigger like crime by the weight?
Maybe
so, like 20 pounds is like a misdemeanor.
I assume it's like removing.
A better question is, why was he getting rid of all that good fucking porn?
Oh, here's his.
You got 400 pounds of porn.
He's updating his entertainment system.
The reason he stated
VHS finally,
was it wasn't his. It was a friend's. He was helping his friend.
Yeah, right.
In quotes, get rid of all this clutter porn.
You three are talking
his friend, air quotes, from downtown, air quotes.
You three are some of my best friends. If you were like, can you help me get rid of 17 sacks of VHS porn? I'd be like, look, guy, just put it out in the dumpster once a week for 17 weeks.
That's it.
Like, why are you trying to get rid of it all at once? Like, just one garbage bag.
First of all, hasn't he ever heard of eBay? Like, the guy could have made money.
This is
like, VHS. This is probably Japanese, like, hentai porn. He definitely could have sold a bunch of 14-year-olds on eBay. Like,
it's VHS, though.
You don't think you could get a couple bucks?
The tracking's off. It's got those lines on the top.
Do you remember tracking? That's crazy. I totally forgot about tracking.
Fuck, when we were little kids, we watched scramble porn. Like,
oh, my God.
I saw that all the time.
Bro, I remember the scramble porn vividly. Like, you get like the Playboy channel and shit like that. Oh,
I remember my parents leaving the house and it was time to turn on channel 69 or whatever the fuck ironically
this
it was.
This chick's either got a really muscular butt or I'm watching a guy right now.
We only had 70, think about it, we only had like 30 channels growing up. That fucking sucks.
It's like, I now know how Pablo Picasso jerked off.
I remember when my...
he had to paint the tit.
Growing up, my boy Mike had had a satellite dish, so he had like 200 channels, and it was 200 channels
of porn.
It was just like, he's like, yeah, dude, I got 200 channels. We had like the fucking 30 channels that you would watch at home, and it was like some movie channels that were playing like John Wayne movies. I was like, oh, that sucks. And it was like some fucking weird news, some QVC,
for
blank channels.
For us, MTV was 29, VH1 was 30, and Disney was 31, and it was over. Like, that was it.
We had the same.
At what point did we get, like, 900 channels? It's crazy. I don't
know. Like, 6 years ago.
I just, one day, all I know is I had, like, 30 channels, and then all of a sudden I had a million channels.
Remember when, like, Comedy Central just appeared?
Yeah, it was like,
that was 50 the best
thing. I was like, Viva Variety, what is this?
What the fuck is this?
What? I have a channel above 30? Yeah. 51? What the fuck?
Yeah.
You had to actually dial it on your keypad on the remote, because if you just channeled up, it would start back at one again.
Start back at two, yeah, like 00. You're like, no, I don't want input.
We're old, by the way. We're like,
I'm not that old. I'm only 28.
I'm 30, deuce.
I mean, do we really go through everybody's age?
I guess that's the thing we're doing. Justin, go.
Your turn.
I'm in between. I'm 30.
Oh, you're old, motherfucker.
He's 20,
old.
31.
You're old. 31 you're old,
for two more months.
Old motherfuckers.
Right. What's the next one?
Shut up, Kent. You look older than all of us.
Only because I got the stash, bro.
It's the mustache. It's all in
and there. I got a receding hairline.
You don't. No, you don't have the LeBron joy. That's Feinberg.
Come on, bro. I got the LeBron. I got a little LeBron going.
No, you.
I got like, a baby Bron.
You're like Gomer Pyle.
You still have more hair than I do.
All right, Pete. Well,
why do you think I'm wearing this hat?
I've never seen you without a hat.
Reveal. It's all bad news back there.
Speaking of which, when I saw Brad the other day without a hat, I don't recognize
him. He's 100% bald.
This is a good podcast.
All right, let's go. All right, no more personal.
All right, let's do the next story. This one's gross. It's kind of fucked up. Ambulance team.
This is going to get gross.
It's not gross in that sense. It's not like dicks and things gross. But
just rape gross.
No, not rape gross either. It's a group of paramedics. In order to get out of work on time, they want to be out by 5, I guess, left the body of a 32-year-old man on the side of a dumpster.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
I got a problem with it.
He's already dead, right?
Yeah, I mean, what's the harm?
Look, if I was dead and someone used my corpse to get out of work early, at least I'm helping.
Yeah. The story doesn't give a lot more other than reactions of people, but that's pretty fucked up.
No, it's awesome.
I wouldn't bat an eye.
Actually, if I die, please someone we get a burning me, please. Just came around like.
That's what I've always, like, funerals are so fucking expensive. Why? Throw me in a river. I don't know. Because you float,
motherfucker.
No, light me up with fireworks.
Burn the arrow.
Throw my body to, like, necrophiliacs. I don't give a fuck. I'm dead.
You got an okay fucking Viking funeral with the government, bro. You can't.
I'm not even saying Viking.
Yo, they actually Viking funeral the guy who died from Guar. They Viking.
They shot arrows?
They shot arrows and it burned up his little boat.
Did he go over a waterfall?
No. It was like you know, it was like a lake, like a real lake.
We've done that up in Niagara, made an event.
As the Pope, I get my body launched into outer space so I can float around with the other popes.
So you can hang out with God?
Yeah, God, the other popes, Jesus, Elvis, Jim Morrison.
Beer pong tournament up
Jimi
there.
Jimi Hendrix is up there. John Lennon, he ain't up there.
Though. Steve Jobs.
He's a communist. Fuck, no communist.
Yeah.
Walt Disney.
Since when was he a communist?
Listen, man, Jesus has a fucking no communism rule up in heaven.
Since when was John Lennon a communist?
Capitalism, God's way of determining who is smart and who is poor.
Don't you know the devil's communist?
I did not know that.
Oh. All the
I didn't listen to McCarthy much.
No?
No.
All right, what's up next?
All right, final news.
No, sorry, I stayed on the side.
I couldn't decide whether to put this one into stupid people or news, but this guy's not stupid. He's just angry. There was a sad woman at a hotel, a DoubleTree in Connecticut, who was mopping. And a guy saw her kind of mopping slowly and got super pissed off, grabbed the mop from her, and it was arrested for, quote, aggressive mopping. He backed her into a corner and mopped her feet.
That sounds like a Latino crime.
This is how you mop the floor!
Yo, you better stop mopey
mopping. This is how we mop the floor! Mop the floor!
You better stop that mopey mopping. I'm a mopey.
He looked straight into her eyes and said,
"What the hell is that?"
Mopped her all up for.
Like, that sucks.
That's the headline. Aggressively mopping man mops mopey mopper.
I could have wrote that.
I just came up with that.
Fucking,
I'm a little proud of that.
You know what? That sucks being a woman, bro. You can't even fucking get mopey and mop the floor at work. Like, you always gotta worry, like, am I gonna get raped? Is this guy gonna back me into a corner and mop
with a mop?
Mopping's not like a whistle job. It's like... Sure, mopping's like a...
It is in the movies.
Yeah, it is.
In the movies, it's a whistle job.
No way, bro. Talk to the Navy. They're all about the fucking singing and mopping.
No, if you're gay, yeah. It's like, yeah, the Navy.
I'm friends with a school janitor, and he's the jolliest guy I know.
Yeah, it's because
he's got awesome hours.
Yeah, they work at night. It's not bad at all.
No,
like they get paid vampires. Time and a half too.
And they get paid good money.
Yeah.
Like vampires and creepos.
Like for all the
stuff there, I work at night.
They get paid a lot for just the disrespect.
You play games.
He said creepos.
Says the fucking mustache man.
Says the man who buried 17 hookers at Gilgo Beach.
Who wants a mustache, right?
Who wants a burlap sack and a fucking machete?
A mopping's not like a fun job. It's just not.
I agree. Like, she's getting paid like $3.50 an hour.
What's a fun job, though? Like being in the NBA and being a serial killer?
There's plenty of fun jobs there. Whoa! Mopping.
Well, you don't get paid being serial killers. Taking on a job. It's a hobby.
No, that's a full-time fucking job, bro.
No. No one ever got paid
There's
for
no
it.
Salary. What does a serial killer make in New York?
I don't know.
There you go. Not a career.
Well, technically, if they robbed the bodies, maybe something.
They never do. They just fuck them and turn them into cheeseburgers.
Yeah, they like leave their message, whatever it is. It's like something crazy. It's like, I don't know. I don't get it. I'm not crazy.
You can't be a messageless fucking serial killer.
Then you'd be uncatchable. If they couldn't break you apart, like
there's no pattern.
Nah, there have to be. There's something making you kill that guy, like or that girl. You're like, oh man, look at this bitch with fucking medium short hair, man. My mom had medium short hair. I'm gonna fucking rape her in the asshole.
The same thing.
I always wanted to rape my mom in the asshole, man.
It's always a victim that escapes. That's the downfall of the serial killer.
Or if you're in the movie, Sam, it's a parking ticket.
That's what took down Dahmer. That's what took down Gacy.
That's, dude.
Well, they probably get overly confident, too.
You're 100% right about that. And it's always like, they get a little sloppy. They get you. It's like the fifth or sixth one. They get a little sloppy.
They get into
a
routine.
It never happens again.
But you're right. Son of Sam, he confessed after getting pulled over.
Oh, you found me, huh?
My dad was a cop during the fucking 70s.
And seriously?
He was sitting in... Dude, the craziest thing in the world. NYPD would put my dad and a female officer in a car like they were on a date.
As bait?
Yeah, and they would sit there with the 30...
He was a cop during those years?
Yeah, in the
Summer
Bronx.
Of Sam?
The late 70s?
Yeah, shit. In the Bronx. And yeah, they would like sit on the fucking street, on the streets with the fucking, with their 38s on their lap, like just waiting for somebody to come up to the window, and then they were going to kill him.
Fucking...
Wow, that's bonkers.
I mean, my dad obviously didn't say they were going to kill him, but they were waiting for him to come up to the car.
And what's creepy about that time is, like, you see Berkowitz, and he doesn't look like an intimidating figure at all.
Nah.
Yeah, but anyone with a 38 is pretty intimidating when they come up to your window.
When they're batshit crazy and think the dog next door is talking to them, yeah. Anyway.
All right.
From mopping to serial killers.
Hey, look, we're diverse people. We have a lot of interests.
I just read a book about a guy, and he was a detective in Brooklyn, and it was a serial rapist. They called him the monster because he was, like, fucking taking women, and he was, like, impaling them with steel pipes and, like, leaving them in the fucking dirt. He was smashing their face with bricks, and he left one woman. He fucked her up real bad, but he left her, and she was able to, like... gave a very good description of what his face looked like, and a detective in Brooklyn was able to ID him on the street and really? Chased him to a rooftop and fucking caught that motherfucker.
Hmm. As in caught him or he jumped and they blamed it on him?
He fucking caught him. The guy had a gun on him, and he turned around and he handcuffed himself to the guy. And his partner was somewhere down on the street. He didn't know which building the guy was on. And the detective said he heard the sirens getting closer and closer the whole time. And he was just like... in the guy's face, like, saying shit. He just wanted to, because he knew he didn't want to kill the guy. He didn't want the guy jumping off the roof. And at one point, the guy, he was a big, muscular, crackhead black guy, and he picked him up. He thought the guy was going to throw him off the roof. And the guy, like, realized as he was going to dump him over that he was going with him if he dumped him over. So, like, he, like, threw him back down on the ground. He was trying to break his wrist to, like, get the handcuffs off. Crazy story.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
Well, you heard it here first on Painted Black.
Yeah, they ended up fucking... The cops ended up getting there and fucking taking the guy out.
And then we got Trayvon Martin.
It gets me thinking, though. TV has lied to us in so many ways that on TV, there's a villain of the week, like a serial killer with a new name. When was the last time they had a good named serial killer?
Zodiac.
That was years ago.
Terrible name.
That was like 70s.
That was years ago.
That was years ago, motherfucker. I'm partying.
That was a long, long time ago.
What was it? The
the Boston Strangler.
When was that?
That's probably the 80s.
Yeah.
But if Dexter had you believe in that every season there was another serial killer stalking the same city.
There is definitely.
Well, that's something tells me.
But that the news is in on and giving delightful supervillain,
you know what it is, though? It's more like these guys are like killing four or five people and then like,
moving.
Or getting caught.
BTK is the last one I remember.
Well, that'd be a serial killer, though, and they don't tell you about him.
Bondage, BTK something, kill.
Torture, kill.
Bondage, torture, kill. Again, though, he slipped up and let somebody live.
Yeah, and he was like, what, 10 years ago, maybe?
That was the early 90s, I think.
Early 90s.
No,
91,
wasn't
92.
That long ago.
Yeah. 93, I think it was.
He was
active in 93. I think he didn't get caught till the 2000s.
He did something in Kansas City or some shit. He didn't kill the like some kid, and that kid identified him, and he got caught.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah. That shit's crazy though, man. How like you wouldn't think that's how. But all
most of the serial killers, though, like I want to say that 75% of their victims are hookers.
Yeah, because
or gay boys. If you talk about like a lot of the majors from the '80s.
Well,
yeah,
Dahmer
and Gacy. Those were like hookers too, though, man. They were like guys that they were paying.
Gacy
either giving drugs or like fucking around. And giving
guys like
money
Gacy
to.
Were just straight up. Killing young boys, and then you had guys like Dahmer who were
was
picking them up.
Was like kidnapping kids and shit. He was a little
but
fucked up.
That's what I mean. Like, kids, I think, get the worst of this shit.
All right, we got a little
kids,
dark.
Women. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
We could go a while on this.
Oh, wait, what? What's
if
next?
I was going to be a serial killer, I was killing men.
Stupid people.
Thank you for remembering where we were.
We're talking serial killer talk on Painted Black.
Let's do stupid people.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have me.
First story. Now, this guy's stupid. I feel bad he's dead, but he's stupid. He was a beekeeper.
Buzz.
And, well, to kind of cut the story very short, he was allergic to bees.
Bees, question mark.
That's a bad, bad, like, occupation.
Now, I wish Lou was here, because guess what? I'm doing the news one time. Bee news, motherfucker. I found bee news. Here's the buzz. Lou's been in charge for weeks of doing the news. He hasn't found a single bee story, which is my one request. Found one. So yeah, this guy got stung once, found out he was allergic, yet wouldn't give up the dream.
Just loves bees, man.
Could have gone
probably,
on with anything.
Probably good money. There's good money in honey. You get that sweet money.
Yo, you know, forget honey. It's that royal jelly. That shit they feed the queen. Oh, yeah, that's the good stuff.
The royal jelly. Yeah. You gotta go in there and fight the worker bees, though.
But nah, fuck those drones. He slapped him down. You take that royal jelly, and you got money in the bank.
Well, I mean, you would obviously need, like, a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids fucking laser beam. Get mad small, go in there with an AK-47, mad clips. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I'm here for the royal jelly. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
No, it's more complicated than that, son.
More complicated than that?
You take both hands, you rip the beehive open, you just... No. Put your hand there, you find that royal jelly.
Well, the point of this story is, Ryan, you work with copy machines.
Yes.
You find out you're
allergic
deadly
to copies.
Allergic to copy toner. Do you continue the job?
Of course. Not only do I do that, but I snort toner.
Build a tolerance.
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit of tolerance.
Justin, you find out you're dreadfully allergic to gambling professionally. I don't know how.
He actually is.
You get crippling carpal tunnel in your clicking finger. And you can't play online poker.
I use my left hand.
Both hands.
His dick.
I use my dick. I was going to say that.
You're a man of many.
He'd be very short stacked, though.
Yeah. No, here's the thing.
I didn't mean to fall.
Here's what I don't get. Like, did he develop an allergy? Like,
no, he's still allergic.
So you got to figure, like, he developed the skill of bee, whatever you call it, right?
Keeping.
Beekeeping. So he's a beekeeper. Now, he probably was stung at some point as a beekeeper, right?
Many times. Twice.
So then, clearly, it must have been pretty early on he was stung. He was allergic. He found out he was allergic.
But he, all right.
It's not like he's developed the skill of beekeeping for years, and now it's like, I got nothing else to do.
He got stung twice, and the doctors begged him to give up the lifestyle.
And he probably just started beekeeping. It's like, okay, this doesn't work. Give up. Go to the next profession. It's not like this guy was beekeeping for 30 years, is what I'm trying to say. Like, maybe he doesn't have any other options.
Let's see how old he is. 39.
How long have you been beekeeping?
Like, looking for it.
His biological clock. I want to go with that. Like,
here's
another
thing, here's why he got stung. He forgot to put on his boots, his protective boots.
He had bare feet because he was lazy.
He probably put on sneakers. He was late for work. They sent him to soccer.
That's fucking evolution. That's what that is.
I would say so.
I mean, whatever.
This is how we get rid of future generations having bee out.
This is like,
that is definitely a Darwin Award.
Yeah, right there.
So he comes out barefooted.
Not barefoot. He's in his Crocs. A couple holes in those.
Did he leave Offspring?
Yeah, he gave up a couple CDs.
I didn't say the.
He had Smash.
It was the later stuff. He was a total douche.
Rise Fall Patience Grass.
Nah, he was into the fucking the early stuff.
You like Green Day more?
He's more of a Weezer guy.
It doesn't say if he has kids or anything. Right. Oh, wait. It says he had sons.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
All those bees.
Oh, no. I read that wrong. That
were
was
they of anarchy?
His father was speaking.
Oh, okay.
So he's talking about his son.
We should kill the brother, too.
Give him some peanuts.
The father should have the rest of his sons stung just to make sure they're not allergic.
All right, let's do the next story.
Just to make sure. You got to make sure of those type of things. That's the type of thing you really want to be sure about. You
definitely want
to
breathe that out.
Yeah. You got to see which one of your sons could be stung by a bee.
That's, you're taking your
peanut butter allergies and bee stings, plague of the future, apparently.
You're taking your daughter to the strip club. I'm stinging my son with a bee and giving him a peanut.
That's
giving
peanut butter.
And if he dies from either... It's like the Spartan.
I'll drag my son. If he dies with a bee sting, I'll be like, if he dies, he dies.
I'm going to give my son a stab in the belly when he gets 8 years old to see if he can survive a knife stab.
Even though I'm not hardcore like this, I'm going to put my son through that, like, 300 shit. I'm going to be like, you know what?
Fight a wolf.
Yeah, fight a wolf, motherfucker.
You're going to end up throwing your son off a fucking cliff.
If he dies, he dies, all right?
I can have more sons. All right, next story. Alvin Cross Jr. of Albany, Georgia, was on parole when he slipped up and sent the following text message. You have some weed? To his parole officer.
Dot, killer?
Technically speaking, that's not breaking the law.
He's just asking the guy if he was holding.
Well, now we're getting to sentence two of this two-sentence story. When the parole officer showed up to be like, what? He found him with a bag of coke.
At least it was coke.
He's like, look, seriously?
Couldn't find
I found
that
some
weed.
Coke, so I don't need that weed. I know you need that weed.
Yo, I knew you weren't holding that weed, so I got this coke.
I found a guy holding some coke.
You want to hit this?
A couple frat rails later, we're going good right now.
Like, who? What, you want to split that?
Why do you need the weed on the Coke? It's not like that's like an urge.
Boom! Yummy!
You want to smoke a woo blunt?
Sure.
Yeah, bro.
You want to get crackhead.
Oh, shit. I missed a story here.
Oh, let's go back to it.
No. We got to... Hey,
it was probably shitty Coke first, anyway.
I mean, I've done a woo banger back in the day, but...
What kind of fucking Coke do you think a parolee's getting? He's getting that shitty stomped Coke.
Something tells me Parolee gets good,
like,
Coke.
Mostly baking soda.
He's getting that shitty stomp stuff, bro.
He ain't getting a suburb Coke, which is 90% laxative.
No, what he's getting is like the... First of all, we're in the suburbs right now. I get you fucking 85% pure Coke.
Like I just said, 90% laxative.
85% pure Coke.
Oh, once again.
The math is wrong.
One of our math is wrong.
Look, guys. Put your Coke bones away. What's our next story?
All right, wait, hold
Coke
on,
dick motherfuckers.
Hold on, though. If you're a parolee, you're working at a fucking supermarket, you're getting stopped Coke, bro. That's what I'm saying. You're getting that shitty Coke that fucking a whole bag doesn't get you high.
By the way, new show on Paint It Black, Coke Talk. Justin and Ken.
We're just going to do Coke and talk.
It's going to last hours.
Jibber jab over each other.
I would listen to this.
Everybody would.
Incoherent talk
and
about
be
cocaine.
An occasional guest.
It would be jibber jabber for like fucking 3 straight hours.
Regular podcast.
There'd be a lot of communism and gun talk.
Regular podcast takes about a gig. Okay, it's about like 8 hours long.
We would have to cut. We'd have to edit it.
All right. Let's move on from Coke talk.
Why?
We had
to do Coke and feel like going for a run. All right.
The only thing I think about when I'm on Coke is, when are we going to get more Coke? Greg Giraldo, rest in peace.
Good call.
Thank you.
Anyway, want to know what's racist?
Cats?
Eating watermelon, apparently. Because a high school football team has a ritual with their games. They're having a super winning season. This is... I don't care where it is.
Texas.
Let's say Texas. Coach Bud Waple.
That's old. Sounds like Oklahoma or Texas.
It does sound flyover state. First game of the season, he brought a watermelon and said, if we win, we eat this watermelon. And they won. And they didn't have a knife. And he smashed it on the ground and all the kids started eating watermelon. So they've been doing that every game for their winning season. Sounds and now dirty. Parents are complaining that this is a racist practice.
It's not racist. It might cause diabetes.
Why is watermelon
it's not racist?
It's watermelon. This isn't juicy fruit.
What if it was like a bushel of oranges? Who cares? Like, it's not like he's like, only the black players eat it. Like,
wait, are all the players
you white
black?
People can eat peaches.
But are all the players black?
Like the good ones are like,
but
since when? What
if the coach
eating?
Is white and all the kids are black, and the coach is like, for your reward, you get a watermelon.
Here's the
that
stats.
Is kind
we
of
know.
Fucking racist.
The only stats we know are the coach is white
and the kids are all black,
and the parent who's complaining is white.
Oh, never mind.
The Ooh. Thursday night they have fried chicken night, and
but maybe her husband's black and they're poor.
On Wednesdays we lynch the local fucking black people. I hope you don't think
that's
racist.
Not racist. That's just a dumb thing that happened that caught on. Like, I'm sure that guy didn't mean to be like watermelon is inherently racist fruit because
watermelon is delicious.
Yeah, but like,
get past the racial aspect.
Honestly, if my coach in high school was like, if you guys win this game, we're going to eat watermelon. Like, it wouldn't motivate me at all.
Okay, but you got to know your crowd. If it was a tick, you'd be like, whoa.
When I was a kid playing sports and they showed up with the orange slices, you trying to say I'm white? You making a comment about me being white?
Once again, I wasn't excited about orange slices.
Everybody here has experienced this at the supermarket. Watermelon is the racist fucking fruit. Yeah. You're walking down the aisle and you see it like taunting the little black. It's like, hey, boy over here.
You with that mustache using that voice is not a good decision.
Pick me. I'm a watermelon. Boy, you like watermelon.
Stop calling the boys with that mustache. That's all I'm saying.
Whoa, bro.
My point is, who doesn't love watermelon? Why is that a racist
thing? White people.
I love watermelon.
You're not white.
You're very white.
Who does? I'm the whitest guy here.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. No, 100% white.
Whiter than him?
He's Jewier.
I'm chalky white.
Whiter than me?
He's whiter than
you're pedo white.
Yo, why ain't cats on this white talk?
He's swarthy.
Dude,
he is swarthy.
I could walk into a group of black people right now and they just bring me in.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd listen to you for about a minute and love you.
He's got a lot of cash in his pocket.
The black people inherently like me. Man. They do.
Yeah, because they feel like they can rip you off.
Because you buy drinks.
Like, you're the white motherfucker, got his shit together, don't know too much, I can get this. I can get his shit.
By black people inherently likes him, he means one black person inherently likes him.
One friend, one kind of black person.
Ken, if you don't know what he looks like at home, he looks like a dude that definitely beat up a black guy on duty.
I did.
Okay.
Bite the curb.
You got a real super trooper's gone bad
there. Yeah, bro, whatever. So what?
He looks like an evil cop.
I could be.
All right, what's next
door? I would drink on the job and fucking do racially incriminating things.
Racially incriminating?
AKA what's
racially
be a cop? Incriminating?
It's crazy. What's next?
All right, let's go from watermelon to fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. You are super racist, Pete. I like
you. You fucking dick.
Don't know what you think. What do you think this story's about?
Fried chicken.
Lou's not here and all of a sudden you're fucking trying to hold the man down?
What is this story about?
Delicious fried chicken,
if
clearly.
You can guess what race of people this story's about.
Asian.
Black.
Damn it!
What were you going to give me?
Asian.
Could you owe me that?
Here's an empty glass.
Wow.
Philip was selling that fucking fine Kentucky bourbon over there.
Pete breaking the bank.
I don't have a bank. That was a podcast. That's all I got. Here, hold that to the mic.
That's the sound of fucking dreams. That's what dreams
are
made
so
of, kids.
That's what you win. All right.
You want some ice?
Yeah, hell yeah. Did I win that?
Right. You're not gonna drink
that shit.
Nah,
I'm just giving it away.
Is it the
everyone out there in Radio Land, Ken is not drinking this neat, putting ice in it.
Big old lady.
Says the guy who gets drunk off Miller Lite.
Bud Light. According to the lady at Comic-Con.
I want you to retract that statement.
It was Bud Light.
Justin looks like Tom York.
We're getting very inside baseball here.
Tom York? Yeah. that's the new one?
The dude from Radio Land.
I know who he is.
I heard Chris Martin from Coldplay.
I've heard a lot of these now.
Whatever. He
looks like a British singer, damn it.
Right.
You look like Simon Pegg. All right. Let's roll.
All right. Lady in China went through a breakup, so she stayed for a week in a Kentucky Fried Chicken. Apparently, they have those.
Wait, in China?
Yep.
Yeah, but this is what skipping over the fucking most important part of the story, which was there's a 24-hour fucking KFC in China.
Yes, in a train station.
They have trains in China?
They have. In Chengdu, I assume that's a pronunciation?
Maybe Chengdu is how you say Kentucky Fried Chicken in China.
Chengdu, China.
I didn't think those oppressive fucking slanty-eyed bastards let you do anything for 24 hours.
Woo!
I love everything you said.
Yeah, capitalism.
They didn't buy it in comics.
Yeah, for real, I don't care about insulting Asian.
Can we ask that question?
You want to know why they didn't buy anything from you? Because you weren't selling any fucking scrap metal.
Oh, shit. No, because we're not
thing in Comic-Con. Did you see that? What's that on Vice?
You guys, seriously, there's gotta tell the truth right here.
There's a thing in Comic-Con that we've been there a couple of years selling our books, and we've noticed that we've never once sold to an Asian person.
What the hell is that?
In fact, when you approach and a person of any Asian descent and you say hi, they run. They scamper. They're all there for the free stuff.
Yeah.
They're all there to take pictures of your stuff.
Two words, Pete. Atomic bomb.
You, by the way,
saw what happened
you
the
just
last time the white man was over there.
You just lost two listeners from here.
No, they did not listen to the show.
Okay, maybe one.
No.
You gotta estimate one.
I'm not isolating them as a terrible people. I'm just saying, why no comics?
Why no comic?
Why no comic? Oh, yeah. You're gonna call Pete out, but you just said the most racist thing of the night. Why no comic?
What was my racist thing at Comic Con? Oh yeah, no touchy.
No, he wanted to put Justin wanted to put a sign on the table.
Oh, that's right.
That said no touchy. You're going to call Pete and me out? Please.
I'm just curious. This was a social experiment. We actually bet a friend of ours who was a master salesman.
Good salesman.
Brian said, I'll give you $50 if you sell to one Asian person. That's not a bad deal. You sell a $5 comic, you get $50. He tried for 2 days straight and gave up. He tapped out.
I would have haggled with that guy. I would have been like, listen, you buy
here's $20.
You buy
this
comic, I'll give you $10.
I told him that. He told me he wouldn't do that.
Stinkies.
Well, that was
just dingy motherfucker.
He had some girl. He had some Asian girl. Almost did it, but she was just flirting.
She asked for a credit card.
Yeah,
that was what that deal was. I was standing there for that one.
By the way, Danny, if you're listening, you lost.
All the fucking Asians at Comic-Con, in his defense, were looking for free stuff.
They come around the last day and they go free.
We don't have enough pastels and blinking lights and crazy nonsense.
There's no
our
tentacles or.
It's more or less in the real world, so they're like, they hate the shit out of our comics.
There was an Asian esca.
They're like, why are these people's eyes so small?
there was one guy who looked like Polynesian, But he was actually Australian from his accent. By the way, if he's listening, what's up, man? You were cool. And we thought we broke the curse, but no such luck.
No, never. All right.
So. Anyway, back to China. Mm-hmm. This girl, Tan Shen, broke up with her boyfriend and decided it was too depressing to go home, so she stayed for a week in a KFC.
Which is so much more fucking like enlightening and happy.
Now, apparently the employees didn't realize she was there because they, you know, shifted in and shifted out until a couple days when, like, her again. Same order of chicken wings.
She kept ordering food?
No, the same order. Like, she had
that's why they were like, we can't really kick her out because she's like...
Paying customers.
Buying food because she didn't want to go back to her apartment because it was reminding her of her boyfriend.
Was there free Wi-Fi in there?
No, I don't. It doesn't specify.
She wasn't able to go on Reddit.
They will say her quote when she left. I was sick of the taste of chicken, so there's no point in staying there.
How about trying something else, you fucking bitch?
What about the biscuits? Hey. You could never get sick of biscuits.
Did you have the mashed potatoes?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you had the mac and cheese?
Did you try that?
Did you get a famous...
mix the two together?
Do they still do the bowl?
Of course they do
the bowl. The bowl with the mashed potatoes.
I'm going to get a bowl tomorrow.
You should.
I'm feeling gluttonous.
When they got the double down, I go there like three times a week.
Was that the two grilled pieces of chicken bread?
Two grilled chickens, and we would like
cheese in the middle.
Did
you see what the new thing that they came out with? Cheese sauce. It was a piece of fried chicken as a bun. A piece of fried chicken
that's
at the bottom.
That's it. That's double down.
And a burger on it.
Oh, well, that's...
What? Bacon cheeseburger with chicken buns.
That's unholy.
I do that, too.
That's not that bad.
That gives me a boner just talking about it.
Like, you just want to get
that's caveman food. That's caveman food right there. That's
what I'm getting here is we're taking this girl's side. Like, you're kind of down just... Hang around, order chicken.
Yeah, whatever. Actually, no. This KFC sucks. This KFC, they're fucking retarded there.
Actually, KFC's coleslaw is pretty sweet, though.
Yeah, the food's good, but the employees are terrible.
Well, like, the only restaurant that I've ever been to where I actually saw a fist fight go down was a KFC.
Yeah, they're fucking retarded there. It's like they hired the most retarded people.
Heavy set woman punch the woman, the guy behind the counter in the jaw because he was out of gravy. Like they were switching out the little gravy trays, and she wasn't having it. She jumped across the counter and dumped that guy in the
mouth. I had my little brother
with me. This was like 15 years ago, so he was a little kid. I had to cover his eyes, and I blame that for the reason that he's so angry lately.
That's when KFC had the awesome cakes with like the vanilla frosting on the chocolate cake and the family pack. Oh,
fuck. All right, moving on before I need KFC.
The best fight of my life, though, was outside of Gray's Papaya. And it involved fucking 19 women beating up what I assumed was their pimp. It was like a smooth brother with like the fucking rope chain. And he was like up in this girl's face yelling at her. And there was like a crowd of girls around him. And then all of a sudden like bop. And they kicked the shit out of him.
That's amazing.
I don't know the way this shit works in your pimp world.
Yeah, not only the boot to him, they were like leaning down and like punching him in the face a whole bunch. He couldn't even cover up. There were fucking 38 hands coming at him.
That's amazing.
Yeah, dude, kick the living shit out of him.
I'm upset there's no YouTube of this.
Well, let's do it. Next one.
Alright, next story. We're gonna stay in China for a minute.
Boo.
A man, picture this, man on top of a bridge. He's about to jump off. Cop stops him and the guy goes, "Why would you stop me? I have cancer. I'm not gonna live much longer." Cop takes him down anyway. Takes him to the doctor. Turns out he just had a sore throat.
He diagnosed himself with
cancer? He self-diagnosed himself with cancer.
Just get one of those drops. Once again,
evolution.
You get a recall on, motherfucker. Come on.
Exactly. This is... You let the guy jump.
I mean, yeah.
Just let him jump. Because he's wasting...
Just poor genetics.
Yeah.
I agree. Lozenge, my friend. Don't jump.
That's maybe awesome. The bridge wasn't high enough, and that's why the cop was like, man, this is gonna jump. He's gonna like break his leg.
Oh, this is gonna be a lot more medical bills than a strep.
It's gonna be really cold. I'm gonna have to jump in the river after him.
Gonna occur 24 foot bridge.
All right, I saved this last one for last because it's my favorite, and that's what's the state abbreviation of MI? Is that Missouri?
No, it's Michigan.
Michigan.
I'm terrible with that shit.
A woman from Hartford, Michigan.
Missouri's MS, I believe.
They had a newsroom. They had a newsroom episode where that was the topic. Actually,
I saw that.
Or it's Mississippi MS.
That's why
it's Michigan.
So I'm already admitting this.
No, I'm saying MS.
Oh, MS. I don't know.
Anyway, like the
Missouri is MO.
You're right. It is,
and that's what the newsroom.
I should know that. I've written enough emails.
All All right. Who cares?
Who cares what these bumblefucks
are? The reason I got confused is from she's from Paw Paw, Michigan.
Paw Paw.
From Van Buren County in Hartford.
Everything about that sounds bootleg.
Yeah.
It does not exist in those places.
This woman was drunk at a bar.
Paw Paw.
As like I would be if I was in Paw Paw, Michigan. Like,
yeah,
her and her husband got in the car, drove to another bar. Husband got out, said, "Don't take me here." She fought him because it turns out that the bar that she drove him to was the county jail. She drunk drove herself to jail, thinking it was.
Wait, did he jump out?
He jumped out and said, "You're dumb," and got away.
I guess I just picked a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies.
It might have actually went down like that.
I don't really know what to say.
There's not much to say, except awesome.
I respect it. It's a crazy move, you know. You're definitely going to ruffle some feathers when you come to the police precinct drunk.
Like, what can there possibly be in this town? Like, there's probably like 7 stores.
Dave and Buster's.
Two of them are bars. One of them is a police station.
They're like, they went to the wrong one. I mean,
they're like, oh, God, homeless Wilson is drunk again.
Oh, so I guess the Ponox on tap tonight.
You want to play Guess the Legal Limit? Guess the Limit? Yeah, where sure. She was on the breathalyzer?
Oh. She was a 2.4.
That's impossible.
That's dead.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Well, Ken and Cats are eliminated.
0.24.
Well, that'd be much closer.
There's not an exact number here, but they give an approximation. So.
I'm saying she was probably 0.24. Wasted. I'm going higher. I'm going, wait, Geico Price is right. I'm not going to screw you over too much. I'm going to go 0.30.
That's dead.
No, it's not. You can be 0.3. I've seen it.
All right. I said 0.24.
I thought like 2.6 was the highest you can get.
Yeah. No. Well, Ken, what's your guess?
2.4.
You could die at 0.3.
Well, I hate to break it to you. This turned out in
0.24.
0.04. 0.04.
She was over 0.16.
Over 0.16.
It's like 2 beers.
For a woman?
No, that's 8. That's like, well, it's probably 8.
Double the legal limit. In New York.
There was
0.08's a legal limit.
Yeah, so
here too.
0.16 is double legal
limit. Yeah,
double legal limit. She drank
it's like 8-ish beers, but it depends how quickly.
I would say 12-ish.
Yeah. But for a woman, yeah, depends 10,
how
11
big she
yeah.
is and how long she'd been drinking for. She probably drank like closer to 15.
Actually, or like I could probably drink.
I'm saying she's a big girl.
This girl,
this is not that crazy.
This girl definitely ate a deep dish pizza before
she was drunk enough to drive to the police station, which is amazing.
She was just looking for some more beers.
Yeah, dude, I bet you this girl ate a deep dish pizza.
Do you need to go somewhere? Or is you're like,
nah, my back's bad.
Okay, I figured because I keep feel like you're walking towards the door, but then you sit back down.
I'll sit down on the chair the whole time if you want
to
rub.
You need to take a break or anything?
No, you want
to
rub my back?
Free back rubs. Come to the podcast.
Let's check it. All right. That's my last stupid people.
All right. So what's up next?
What do you want to do? We could do a hashtag. We could do a Living in America.
Let's do a Living in America. Let's do Germany for Lou.
Let's do a Lou edition Living in America.
All right, Living in America for Lou.
Has anybody ever not like just bobbed their head a little when
that song? No, that song's if you don't bob,
it's unbobbable. It's like,
you just check your pulse. Like,
yeah,
fucking Bernie bobs his head to that shit.
That little brief silence was those who dance.
All right,
Bernie.
We're gonna do Germany now. Like everyone, get prepared for a lot of Nazi jokes. Okay?
All right.
No, that's not funny.
That's real.
We're going Ottoman Empire jokes or I'm fucking out of here, bro.
Hey, you all choose your direction.
Don't you mean the Gauls? All right, Jesus.
The barbarians? The Germanic tribes?
I learned that from Spartacus.
Me too. Let's roll.
All right, let's start with the obvious. What is the flag of Germany? Everyone should know this. Eagle, they won the World Cup.
I believe it has an eagle and a fucking swastika.
I was just going to go with the colors.
I believe it has a swastika, right?
It's a dude just apologizing for the 20th century. It's just like, I'm sorry. I know.
I'm pretty sure there's an eagle.
Nothing happened.
Some shit.
I'm going, it's a picture of Anne Frank. I don't know.
Just one picture.
It's a picture of an empty attic.
What is she doing in
the picture? It's a picture. Like,
she's reading a book and crying.
It's like a Che Guevara. It's like a Che Guevara. It's like... Like black and white.
It's actually a Where's Waldo picture of her, and it's Where's Anne Frank?
Boom. She's wearing a striped shirt.
Yeah, it's just a journey.
But it's in the black and white, like prison, like, yeah, like
stripes. Vertical stripes.
I say it's a German apologizing over and over again for the 20th century.
All right, you all should know this one. I expect somebody to give a right answer. What is the capital of Germany?
Munich.
Thank you, Joseph. Now that that's Germany, out of the way,
the capital of Germany. Reichsville.
Are we talking East Germany or West Germany?
We're talking United Modern Day Germany.
United Modern Day Germany?
Someplace my ancestors never should have went.
Dresden?
No, I already gave the real answer.
Poughkeepsie, New Jersey. Like,
you gave the right answer.
You know, I gave the real answer already.
Well, yeah, what am I going to say? Munich, too?
Well, no, you could have went with, like, a Munich joke that wasn't another fucking city.
I used to bomb down Bernstein. How about that?
All right,
I would have bombed out Bernstein for you.
Right, by the way, what does the flag look like?
It's like red, green,
yellow. I know that, but what's the symbol?
What was your answer for capital?
I was wrong. I said Munich.
You said Munich. That's stupid. That's wrong.
It's Berlin, clearly.
Yes, it's Berlin. Why did I listen to that?
I don't know. I didn't know.
He was so adamant about the yes, Justin, you are correct.
No, it was fucking Berlin. What the hell?
I know nothing about that shit.
You should get minus two, and I should get minus three for five.
I actually gave him minus three.
Give him a cloudy face for trying to answer right and being wrong.
First of all, no. I said a place my ancestors never should have went.
No, it's not a frowny face. It's angry face.
Angry.
If you try to answer right and you're just wrong, then you're a dick. Okay,
he gets an angry face with your dick in his mouth.
Wait, but I want to do some kind of Munich had the whole
shut up
Olympic thing.
Next, yeah, in 1930 something where
and then the Jews chased him down.
No, the black guy beat him all. What's his name? Jesse something.
Jesse Owens.
Jesse Owens killed all the fucking Aryan guys. They're like, you know what? Fuck this, we're going to war.
Only in a foot race, they would have shot his fucking balls off from fucking 100 yards away. All right,
next question. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this one. Where'd it go?
Frankfurters.
Yes, 100 points.
Damn it! -4, sorry. Right. What is the currency of Germany?
Spaten.
Is that delicious noodle?
No, that's the delicious fucking Spatzel. German beer.
Spaten
is like one of the best German beers out there.
I want to say it's a relics from the Holocaust.
Jew teeth.
I
got about 6 Jew teeth. Can I get a little molars?
Fuck, we went right back to the beginning of the episode.
the currency is definitely Jew gold.
Can we hear from the Jewish representative?
I don't know. I'm at a loss.
Is it right?
Justin looks less comfortable than usual.
I really don't care. But
I believe the
I know, but you is. Have a level. Well, that's why he said less comfortable than usual than uncomfortable.
It's stuffed noses.
You have a certain degrees of slouching that you do.
I believe the currency is Reichs. And you get about 3 of them.
What?
You get 3 Reichs to the dollar. 3rd Reich to the dollar, Justin.
Can I make an economic joke? Something that's fucking crushing the dollar.
All right, yeah, there you go.
Boom.
Stop. What is it? Well, I didn't hear it. Stop Jewing down my Reichs.
Well, no, I just said something that's fucking destroying the dollar.
Jew teeth. 100%.
Okay, I believe that's a correct point.
Yeah, Jew teeth is killing the dollar. It's like fucking $1.47.
Something tells me it might be marks or francs or something like that, though. I have no idea.
Francs.
It's probably euros, guys.
It's probably the euro.
Fuck, now I'm going to give Brian a right point. That's never happened before.
This is going to be the first time like, ever that real? Brian doesn't win the dumbest.
Wait, but no, they have their own currency, though.
They have the euro.
You know what why the euro is called the euro? Because all of Europe.
Actually,
wait, is it all marks? Of them
don't just use it. The English still have the pound. The pound sterling is still
they're trying to fight it a little bit.
And a strong currency.
We're not in England, though. We're in other. Yeah, all right, what's the next one?
Fuck the English.
All right, Germany's got a better economy than England.
And they use the euro.
Shut up. What side of the road do they drive on?
Fuck, man. They drive tanks right down the middle.
I'll tell you what side of the train they drive on.
Open here.
I'll tell you what side of the train tracks they drive on. What side of the road they drive on?
Straight to Poland.
I believe in the movie Indiana Jones' Last Crusade, he was doing most of his work on the right side of the road.
Wait, the Reich side?
The Reich side of the road.
Oh!
There you go. That makes up for the cloudy face earlier.
What's the actual right side?
They're driving the right.
Oh,
no, really?
Indiana Jones.
I'm telling you, those pans are tax
charged. Oh, right? Shit, I got to give you another correct play. I didn't even realize that. All right,
do fries come with that shake? Do fries come with that shake? Let's do it.
I'm trying to find like a weird one.
Pretzels. All right, we got it.
Ah, shit.
Schnitzel. All
right, let's do, aside from Germans themselves, what is the second highest population?
Muslims.
In Germany?
Turkish.
Turkish.
Polish.
That's a good one.
Oh, why did I answer that right?
I'm going to say Algerians.
I want to say...
they had a big turkey fucking problem.
Ken, I'm going to cut this off right now and say Justin nailed it with Turks.
Wow.
Boom.
Mezido seal.
Only 3.7% of the population.
Yeah, I know. They had a big problem when they joined the EU.
Can I take time out that Pete asked a question and got
Well, the EU says you have
answers.
To open your borders. They didn't want to open their borders to a bunch of immigrants from Turkey.
And he's still going. How did that happen?
That's Pete asked a question and got three legit answers.
In the history of this game, I've never had to actually judge like Alex Trebek on this.
Wait, but was that right or was that wrong? Was that really right?
Who's the president of Germany?
Oh,
Mecca Hitler.
Mecca Hitler.
Somebody tells me it's a woman. It's a chancellor, too, right?
She Hitler.
Prime Minister Joanna Hitler.
Oh, <right. laughs> it is definitely Joanna Hitler. It's Hitler with a bad perm.
She's got the long hair, but it's still got the mustache. Joanna Hitler.
999
I want to say Macho Camacho is the president of Germany.
Is Joanna?
No, you're completely wrong. They don't allow blacks.
No, Milli Vanilli, the only ones.
All right. No, final question.
Wait, was I right? Joanna Hitler?
It was not Joanna.
It is a woman, right?
It was Joaquin Gauck.
Never mind then.
Joaquin Noah?
Joaquin Gauck? G-A-U-G. And I believe that's Joaquin. If it's spelled Joachim, it means Joaquin, right?
I think that you're mispronouncing that. It's Joanna Hitler.
Oh, shit. Joanna, all right.
Say it with me. Joanna Hitler.
Joanna Hitler. I guess the J is a ha.
Your pronunciation is fucking disturbing, Pete.
Final.
Triple win.
Final round. Last question.
Lightning round?
What is the traditional German greeting? This is Brian's favorite question.
I believe you hold your hand out at like a 45 degree angle and you say, Heil Hitler. I believe. I don't know.
I'm giving points in the appropriate categories.
It's basically you shake hands like regular people, winking at each other, and try to forget everything that happened from 1900 until about 1948.
And then you give a
Hell Hydra. Hell Hydra. Two fists out. No, but seriously, you shake hands, and you're just like, how was 1950? Like, great. Poland invited us over.
But I know the real answer.
What is the correct? All right.
Let Justin go
first. Let Justin answer. Before Ken's bombshell.
I'll let Ken go first.
Well, really, the correct answer is...
Meaning I need time to think.
I'm really thinking.
The official German fucking introduction to each other is you put your hand over your eyes and look away and pretend like nothing happened.
But even better. You both greet each other, handshake, and you bury your head in the sand.
No, you just look the other way. You just look the other way. I was
going to All right, Justin.
It's an east-west thing.
Justin,
I'm really trying here. I don't know if I'm right, but who's saying Smoke on the Water?
Deep Purple.
Deep Purple?
It's a Deep Purple song in the background. Smoke on the water.
And then what do they do?
Dun, dun, dun,
fire dun, in the dun, sky. Dun, dun. That was so pet it gave me cancer. All
right. Ready for the winning. This is a first. With the most right answers, we have Brian. Because he corrected the Munich Berlin thing of Justin.
Oh, that debacle.
Cost Justin 2 points. Question. And raised Brian.
I'm going to rewind. We have audio. I wonder if I said Berlin.
You said Munich.
Oh, well.
And I shamefully just passed it off.
He's like, Munich? Yes.
Yes, it is.
In my head, I went... Oh, he named a real German city. All right.
Did you dock yourself a point, too?
I did.
You should dock me and you a couple points.
I docked both. Because
we followed him.
What do you go with after that?
I got docked, but it doesn't mean...
I went with Dresden.
Ken, for your favor, I docked me for both the points because I'm not playing.
Oh, well, you could have docked me.
Keep you fair.
I deserve the dock.
For most wrong answers, Brian had 3.
Yes.
Ken had 4.
Oh yeah.
Justin had 6 and a face with a dick in the face and a middle finger.
That's worth 10. You had 16.
Justin wins.
I won something.
The more wrong you got, the more I scribbled on this little sketch I did.
You're a fucking American, Justin.
And for the
fuck
for
yeah. you,
for the funniest answers, the ones that made me laugh the most, this was tight until the last moments. Ken had 7. Brian had 8.
Ooh. Oh, yes! It was all about digging your head in the sand, son.
That was the final one. Though.
Wait, I got a question. How many questions were there?
Like 8.
I lost track.
How do you have 3 correct and 8 fucking funny ones?
Because we continue riffing over and over and over again. The more answers you get in, the more points you have the ability to get.
What's the name of this game anyway?
Live in America.
Oh, wait.
Until I cut off the topic... You can keep going on the top.
Hippopotamus? This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
Shut up!
Fuck you, Justin!
Everyone just shut it up. Right at that moment.
Alright, yo. So, gonna move on to movies now?
Let's do movies.
Price of admission. G.
3 out and a recommendation this week. First movie, Keanu Reeves is
Alex
awful.
Wick. John
it's
Wick.
It's got great Don ratings Wick. Right now. Or it had great ratings.
We're playing that game. Don't spoil it.
I looked originally. I don't know what's at now.
Don't ruin it for others.
Right. I think that Keanu Reeves has really just rode a parade of lucky until now.
Until now?
Yes. Like it's all coming home. I'm telling you right
now. Like Manitai Chi? The parade was still going?
Bro, the Japanese are very, very humble.
What was that other
humble.
One? The other one?
You had another one at the same time. Yeah.
Ronin 47.
Ronin 47.
That movie sucked. That was garbage. That was hot garbage.
Here's the formula. It's a very, very, very precise formula to whether or not to see a Keanu Reeves movie.
Is he a and samurai?
Is Sandra Bullock in it?
No. Is he going to be doing a lot of talking? Because if he's going to be doing a lot of talking, you don't want to see
and
that.
And I'm gonna make a bold statement here. I like Keanu Reeves.
Bill and
I Dance. Like a lot of his movies.
I mean...
A lot of his movies are solid.
You've made a lot of bad decisions in your life.
No, like, a lot of my... I have a couple movies that would put up there on the highest. I like Speed. I like your Devil's Advocates. I like your Constantines.
Now, Devil's Advocate
yeah, Bill and Ted.
A absolutely fantastic movie. Bill and right? Ted is his best movie, though.
There you go, though. They're just fantastic in his credits.
Didn't even say The Matrix.
Devil's Parenthood. Advocate. Parenthood.
Didn't see
he was
amazing
in Parenthood?
Movie. He's the older sister's boyfriend. He's phenomenal in it. It's a great
You're forgetting movie. The Patrick Swayze movie, too, right?
Oh, so we're back to Swayze.
What's the?
Are you talking Point Break?
Do we ever leave?
Point oh fucking God. Break.
No, but hold a minute. Hold on a minute. Patrick Swayze carried that movie.
But are we not qualifying that the majority of
I'm John
movies,
Utah,
and that was better than fantastic. That was
the
a,
first
that
Matrix,
was a timeless classic.
There. All right, so we can agree now. The majority of Keanu movies that we've seen
stink.
Oh, give me the bad.
You actually haven't mentioned a bad one.
Well, bad? No, give us the good. Like,
we gave a lot of good while you were.
Giant Mnemonic.
All 3 Matrix.
Yeah, but that was
no,
more.
No, 2 Matrix.
2 Matrix.
That was Gina Meyer's fault.
That's 3. That's 3 versus the.
Ronin 47.
What was
My Own Private Idaho.
That's not.
That sucks.
Yeah, you're right. That's bad. That's 5.
That was 5.
Bring up his IMDb. I bet you there's more bad than
they mentioned some franchises.
Oh, you count The Matrix 2 and 3.
Well, 2 and 3 are terrible. I'll count as 1.
He's not.
No, I don't even like 1. I think
1's great.
1's a good movie.
1's great.
1's a real good movie.
Great.
2's not even that bad.
Great is a stretch.
You're right. 2 sucks dick.
The twin dudes are kind of cool.
No.
Please. Please, Justin.
All right. Do we know what this movie's about, though? John Wick?
Keanu Reeves.
Garbage?
Getting paychecks.
It's like Taken.
I believe the original working title was Keanu Reeves. Fucking colon. Keep getting them checks.
It's an ex-hitman comes out of retirement to track down the gangsters that took everything from him.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
With New York as his bullet-ridden playground.
Oh, man, because that kind of stuff fucking doesn't suck.
So let's play the game. By the way, this movie is rated R. Hour and a half, starring Keanu Reeves, Adrian Palicki, Ian McShane. Oh, I like Ian McShane.
He's got a couple people in there.
That's Al Swearengen.
I'm going to start off right now 38.
Zero.
Yeah, I mean, I know the answer is so much higher than that. Like, I'm telling you, a couple weeks ago, it had 100 through 15 critics.
Justin, will you just put a...
So I'm putting like 94.
Putting zero.
You overshot.
I know, I didn't care.
But it's an 86.
Yeah.
This movie is actually supposed to rock.
Yeah, like the critics loved it before it came out.
I've heard several people talking about this movie that it's a good...
Straight action movie.
Like, badass action flick. And I will be watching it.
I actually want to see it.
You got one of those fucking terms right
now.
The critics said it was fucking awesome. Critics never like action movies. They were like, this movie is what an action movie should be.
Time out, Justin. What are you trying to say?
I'm saying, ah, blah, 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 blah.
No, wait, what?
I'm saying, ah, blah, blah, blah. Not going to let you do it.
I believe he was trying to say it's
every I'm scrolling through the critic reviews, like the little blurbs, and it's pretty much stylish and violent. Yeah. It's the two words that keep coming up. Vengeance, stylish.
Ah, blah, 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 blah.
Damn.
You got a new clip. You got a new clip, though, now. You got the ah, blah, 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 blah.
No one wants that.
There's going to be a terrible ah, blah, 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 blah.
All right, you can do it. I'll lie to you.
All right.
No, it's done.
Next movie?
I wasn't going to lie to you.
Next movie, ready?
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching a lot of TV lately, so I didn't realize this was an actual movie. I thought it was like a rumor, but Ouija is out this week.
It's Halloween, you know, see some scary movies.
A group of friends must confront the most terrifying fears when they awaken the dark powers of an ancient spirit board.
28.
Hour and a half.
17.
PG-13.
Less
25.
Than John Wick. Starring nobody you've heard of.
17.
25.
26.
Okay. One more time, I'm going to go around, Ken.
17. Fuck you.
17. Brian?
27.
28. We are at a no point game so far. So
17.
This is a tenner. This is 10. 10%.
It's like Gaffer Price is right there.
Someone definitely has a point from the other game.
No, you're supposed to go, and we're supposed to all go again.
This movie's hot garbage, though.
Well, clearly.
It's not worth it.
It's named Ouija. It's a fucking board game.
You have a point from
what? Ouija's awesome? Like, fucking.
No. It's stupid.
I blame Battleship.
Battleship was great.
The board. No, it wasn't.
It wasn't that bad.
It was terrible.
It wasn't bad.
It was what, bro?
This is a looper battleship.
It was bah, 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 bah.
I was wanting to do it. I'm not even going to bother. I don't care.
Not for Battleship, you're not.
Go for it.
All right, we got one more movie. We got St. Vincent.
What's that about?
100.
A single mother moves
102 with a 2% room for error.
Let me read it. A single mother moves into a new home in Brooklyn with her 12-year-old son. Forced to work long hours, she has no choice but to leave her son in the care of their new neighbor, Vincent. Played by Bill Murray. A retired curmudgeon with a penchant for alcohol and gambling. Their odd friendship soon blossoms, and they begin to pair.
Why the fuck have I heard of this? This sounds
good.
It's
going to be incredible.
This sounds like a good movie.
You heard Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Bill Murray already got me at 75.
You got to go high.
Who else is in it? Just curious.
Melissa McCarthy.
Ugh.
Melissa McCarthy.
Is the second lead. And actually, the cast list is not here, but I see them on the poster.
I love Bill Murray. I hate Melissa McCarthy. Give it a 50.
You start really? I'll go 79.
I'll go 82.
79 and an 82. This is the most disappointing game of Rotten Tomatoes.
Everyone went
because everyone is
all right, lost. I changed
it's a 75.
I said 50.
No, you said 50.
Oh, you said 50?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he won the first one.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. It was 86 and he said like 38.
I said 38. Oh, shit.
Technically, I wasn't paying.
I'm sorry. Brian wins by a landslide.
I said zero. So, like, if they both lost, I had to have won.
Brian extra wins.
Yeah.
Because I was not paying attention, apparently. But that's a 75. So, yeah.
I said I love Bill Murray. That's a good 75. Then you said Melissa McCarthy. I hate her. I was like 50.
And then they dipped. And then I... All right. Sorry. My bad.
I mean, all fairness, you were off by a lot.
I drank a lot.
No, I wasn't. I won.
You actually... killed you guys.
Yeah, he won. I mean, relative statement.
So that's
that margin of error of like 190 points that you got.
I went first, guy.
True.
Just saying. All right, so now we pretty much end it. You know, I do miss movie news. Like, used to do that until nobody cared anymore. So, but I will say, has anybody seen that Avengers 2 trailer?
It looks fucking awesome.
Man, that's going to be
epic. Did you get the whole Pinocchio thing? I didn't get that.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
I totally got the
Pinocchio. And then I was reading it. I was like,
no strings on me.
I didn't get it. And I was like, that's awesome.
so badass. That's his thing. He's a suit of armor coming to life.
Since we're just coming off Comic-Con, I would like to thank everyone who stopped by our booth, 583. And, thank you for your support, and I appreciate the...
I barely remember your names, but and, Joker Kid.
Touch my boner.
Hobbled Hobbit. You were awesome. Mm-hmm.
The guy who got played by Triumph.
Guy who got played by Triumph.
The wizard.
Hell yeah, wizard Gandalf dude.
I appreciate everyone coming by, except for the guy who got played by Triumph. Fuck you.
And the girl that clowned the shit out of Brian.
Rashawn, yeah, we haven't heard from him, man. He's
awesome. We're gonna hit you up. I hope you're listening.
I never thought like this big, gigantic black. He's jacked up. He was so into what we were doing.
He's a college. He's a high school coach. That's what he's a big dude. He took one look at our book where the teacher is getting like yelled at by the student. He goes, "Yeah, I've seen that happen. Not to me."
Good for him, bro. Put those kids in line.
Yeah.
It's America's youth that you're sculpting.
America.
Yeah. We're missing anybody else?
Lou will have back next week. Thank you, Lou, for your contributions. Danielle, what's good?
thank you for your contributions as well.
For Comic-Con, and that's basically... Oh, Dave.
Thank you for signing the books.
Thank you for signing every book that we have, and, being...
Nobody wants them. Nobody's asking for your signature.
Oh, that guy signed it. I don't want that.
Well, no, he just.
I'm like, sorry, but you text me a lot, and I'm telling you now, no one's asking for the Dave Namer signature editions.
That's not true. I've been asking for that for weeks.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I'm
hearing of it.
Someone's lying.
I've been waving money at you, like, bro, I want those Namer.
Trust me, if you were waving that money at me, I'd be taking money from you.
I've been waving.
I have no shame. Right now.
Nah, you're wrong, bro.
You're mistaking Pete with a stripper.
Like, exactly.
I do a lot of drugs. I'm sorry, guys.
I will blow you.
I wish strippers were all...
Oh, yeah, never mind.
Nobody gets stingy strippers.
No offense, right, Pete. I'd rather you were a stripper.
Me too. All right, so Pete, so throw us out.
Let's call this a night. So for myself and Brian and Justin and Ken, close the door behind you.